Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
It's Coast to Coast AM that you are listening to. Hello there. Hope you're enjoying the evening and in the shows. It's ConnieWillis.com. If you would like to join my newsletter and my shows at Blue Rock Talk, Connie After Dark, and Connie Willis, the podcast. I hope that you will sign up and be a part of one of the membership shows or the free Connie Willis, the podcast. Just go to ConnieWillis.com and learn more. And yes, sign up for the newsletter. You can see that on the top right where it says tap. It on the top right. I know a couple of you had said, hey, where is it? I can't find it. It's on the top right of the menu. Thanks so much for asking about that. All right. We are talking about the Silverton Bigfoot. Lots of controversy happening there. And tonight's the night where you can ask the people that were there taking the pictures and there when the video was happening and that you heard their voices, as well as talking to the VP, Jeff Johnson, of the Durango and the Silverton Narrow Gauge Railroad. That's what they were on when they were riding it, looking, you know, celebrating their anniversary and looking at the leaf changes. The aspen are absolutely beautiful this time of year. And this happened October 8th. So welcome back, Jeff. Welcome back, Stetson, and welcome back, Shannon. Thanks so much for being here and sharing your all stories. Before we do go to some phone calls, is there anything else you guys want to add to what we've said?
So I actually did an interview a couple of weeks ago, and it was brought to my attention, you know, in a question form of why have we never found a body? And I thought it was an interesting concept. I kind of wanted to bring it up. Excuse me. And it was from a group based out of North Dakota called the She Squatchers. It's an all-female.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, good deal.
Hey, She Squatchers, how are you doing? Give them a big shout-out. They're cool. They're cool people.
That's right. But they brought up an interesting point and concept that, you know, maybe the reason we've never found a body or a Bigfoot in the wild is because maybe they bury their dead. If anybody listening or anybody that has any insight that's on the show now wants to chime in on that, I would, you know, I'd like to hear from his thoughts.
Okay. Anything else you want to add about your sighting, though? What do you? How far away do you think as well? Your wife said like 300 yards. Is there anything else you want to add to that, to maybe to where you even think you, it was 8 foot or 6 foot or 10 foot or anything like that?
I would say we were roughly, you know, 300 to 400 yards away. As far as size comparison, you know, goes of the how tall Bigfoot was, it's hard to say. Definitely, I believe well over 6 foot, but you know, the width of its body mass, the length of its arms, the way that it was just lumbering on the hillside and not doing a flashy, hey, look at me motion, just kind of, in my opinion, it kind of leads to the validity of, you know, the possibility it is Bigfoot. So, but as far as the size comparison, it is hard to say at that distance.
Okay, and I think, Jeff, you had something to say. You were going to chime in there.
I was saying I think we've covered it pretty well, actually, and I appreciate that that Stetson and Shannon kind of corroborated my thoughts about what the distance was there over the river. And I did note it was interesting that they said they talked to one of our trainmen who had mentioned something about experiencing something hiking at one point. I thought that was very interesting. I had the reaction among employees has been pretty mixed, as it would be probably across any cross section. Mostly skepticism, with some other folks who do probably, you know, feel strongly about it and believe. So it's really interesting.
Let's go east of the Rockies. Let's talk to Mark out of Kentucky. Hey, go Big Blue! How are you, Mark? Welcome to Coast AM.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to ask your guests if they noticed, as Bigfoot was walking, if the arms were hanging below the knees and they could actually see his arms moving back and forth, because that would demonstrate that it was an actual Bigfoot rather than someone dressed in a costume.
And Mark, before he answers that, Mark, what did you think? Do you think real or no?
Yes, I'm a believer. I'm definitely a believer.
Okay. Go ahead, Stetson or Shannon.
I would say, you know, seeing him move and kind of, you know, walk, the arms were definitely longer than anything I had ever seen before on any creature of any size. You know, standing straight up at full length, you know, the fingertips pretty much came down right around to the knees itself. So, yeah, I would say the arms were pretty well extended, longer than anything I had ever seen of any creature in existence.
Yeah, that always makes a difference for sure when people are looking at that. Let's go wild card line number three. Talk to John out of Florida. Hey there, John. Welcome. You're on the air of Coast to Coast AM.
Hey there, Tony and the Parkers and Jeff. I had an experience. I'm 62 years old, but I grew up in Washington State on Whidbey Island. And, when I was a kid, I was in the Scouts, and we went camping up in Mount Baker, and Mount Baker is notoriously known as a Bigfoot sighting area, and we were camping up there overnight, and I remember in the middle of the night, we heard a rustling, and it woke us up, but we didn't dare go outside of the tent. Thought it might have been a bear, but in the morning, we smelled, I mean, the scoutmaster best described the smell. It was an awful smell. He said it smelled like 40 wet dogs. I mean, it just took your breath out. It was so smelly, whatever was there. And he said that definitely wasn't a bear, because the marks, the print marks looked like human print marks. And they were big. They were you know, whiter than humans and longer. So definitely was not a bear. Now, my question, I'm a believer in Bigfoot. Since I was about that age, I remember that experience, and I do think that those creatures exist. My scouting experience, we have Navajo Indians who were part of our scouts. One young man said that they believe that Navajos believe that it's a shaman, that a bad shaman, that is what the Bigfoot are. But the Bigfoot you have in your picture, it's interesting because he's got some real dark, either some dark coloration around his eyes, or it looks like he might have stole the backpacker's sunglasses or something.
Some John Lennon ones, right? Some John Lennon ones.
Yeah, I saw that picture. I'm like, wow, that's interesting. It looks like he's got some real dark shadows under his eyes. There's something going on there. I don't know what that is. But I'm definitely a believer in that, after, you know, my experiences as a kid.
So you believe that the video is real, authentic?
Well, I don't know, but it's definitely, I mean, somebody can't be that big. If they're wearing a suit, I mean, a human cannot be, there's not very many humans 8 feet tall or, you know, over 7 feet tall. So I just don't see it. I just don't see that that's possible. So, you know.
Do you believe it's 8 foot tall because of your Boy Scouting experience?
Just by looking at the body shape, that picture is kind of, it's kind of hard. But you know, if you're on a train and you're 300 yards away, that thing is still, you know, it has a human shape of a head. Like, my professor in college would say that it could be the Neanderthal, you know, the creature that's in the lake over in Scotland, you know, that it might have never, you know, that creature survived because it was met, you know, with the perfect conditions. Could it be that perfect conditions may have allowed these creatures to survive? Like, could it be a Neanderthal? Because Neanderthals are supposed to be over 7 feet tall. So I'm thinking that if they're real, there's got to be an explanation to it. So, like, that it must be something like Nessie, you know, that a freak thing that survived, that shouldn't have, that wasn't supposed to survive, I guess.
Well, thank you, John, for your call.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Does anybody have anything to say with the dark eyes? Stetson or Shannon or Jeff?
I think that we have heard everyone making fun of us for that and saying, you know, good job, guys. You got a hunter with sunglasses on.
Yeah.
I think my pictures really don't do it justice. And I know that, you know, the pictures are super grainy and all that, but it really did not look like sunglasses to us. I know that the picture kind of looks like that, but for me, it just looks like, you may, maybe like a dark shadow from like deep sunk eye socket.
And the brow, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so it's just like kind of a shadow over there. Because even if you're like really looking at the photo, it's really grainy, so it's really hard to tell. But it doesn't appear like there's a line going across for sunglasses or, you know, even ears to say where the sunglasses would be at.
Yeah, they're like monocles that can go in each eye. Right? Weren't they monocles back in the old days? They put those in. Yeah, I think that's where I go back to the shadows. And the time of day, did you say it was around 3:30?
Yeah, I mean, I will verify what Jeff was saying. That is about exactly the time because, you know, we can look back at the time stamps on our photos and the video. So he's pretty accurate at the timing on that.
Does anybody have an idea on the temperature? Sorry.
Oh, I will tell you, it was warm in Silverton that day. So it was probably, and I know warm is relative, but for us living in Wyoming, it was like 70 degrees in Silverton that day. So to us, that's pretty warm, you know, in the Rockies with the sun out and all of that. So, you know, if it was someone in a costume, they were sweating.
They were burning up. They were sweating
right.
Like a dog. Because, you know, it's true. I mean, even on cooler days, because you're in that much closer to the sun and then the elevation and just the mountains in general, that sun baking on you is hot. I mean,
right.
Oh, man, it just beams on you. That's why skiers have beautiful tans from Colorado and beyond, right? Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. I know we've got some more phone calls. I don't know if we can take one. Maybe we can take an, I don't know if we can hit one really quickly or not. Let's try it. East of the Rockies, Glenn. I'm Nashville, Tennessee. Glenn, if you can make it quick, we'll take your question.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I wanted to ask if there was any evidence on this sighting that this was a subterranean type creature or whatever you'd like to call it. It's been reported by some people, you know, that the Bigfoot can just disappear into the ground and was there any evidence of that? Did they see it? In what way did they first recognize it there?
So, yeah, when y'all first saw it, was it? Yeah, go ahead, Stetson.
So real quick, you know, when I saw it, it was walking, and you know, again, we were at a pretty far distance from it on a moving train. So when I did see it, it kind of squatted down shortly after I called it out, pointed out, hey, look, there's something moving. It looks like Bigfoot. It didn't seem like it was really trying to disappear into the earth as much as it was just kind of squatting down, blending with its environment, you know, so as a subterranean creature.
Well, I tell you what, when it cut off, I was, you know, that's when I was watching the head move like a fly and be like, wow, look at that head. What is it doing? You know, it's looking around, hidden behind the bush. It cut off at that point. So I guess you all got out of range at that point, but man, I wish we could have got more. Man, it was so good. But you guys, great job. Thanks. I'm so glad that Brandon got it, and gave it and shared it, you know, and I'm so glad that you guys also got some still shots. And I'm so happy that you all have come to share that with us. I really do appreciate that. And Jeff, the same with you. Thanks so much for staying awake. And all of you are first time Coast to Coast guest, and we just appreciate that you guys have come and shared your story and your knowledge and your education. Thanks so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all, every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.